This recording, Philippines 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Ferry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a police jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got here, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then signing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the nightside. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. We have a lot of lizards on the ceiling, and at nighttime they come out and they run around our ceiling and they poop and pee, and while we were laying down and the poop goes down and sometimes it hit us. So that's every night. And we had a bat living in our attic, and whenever at nighttime they come out, but at daytime they come back and there's like 100 of them there. And every time it rains, we had a hole on our roof, and the water that come out is sometimes the bat is pips and poo is coming down from the ceiling. Oh yeah, we have pigs. I feed the pigs and clean them and bath them. We have to shovel their poops all the time. We walk every day, rain or shine. We were closer to school. My mother is a teacher. We used to walk every day. We never ride a car then. There's no car. We had like 5 cents on their pocket to buy food. And then after school, we play in the ground. And we didn't come home until later. We play hide and seek, a tag. We used to go to the river and swim in the river. I was 3 years old, and I used to go to the river without nobody, just me and our friends. And we swim in the river. They throw the trash in the river. We still swim in the river. Even if it's flooded, we used to go to the bridge and jump on the bridge. We hit a tree or anything that is floating in the river. Sometimes it's a poop. And a lot of kids drown in the river. It is a saltwater crocodile, but it goes in the river, and they can go in the river because it's like a delta, and they goes inside the river and they attack people for food. But when he got caught, it was big. It was 20 feet. But we don't have any in our hometown. I only remember once that we have a crocodile in our river and they caught it.
Nawalang bata. Nanay, oh anak,
Kahit anong mangyari, huwag kang bumitaw sa pagkakakapit sa palda ko. Mahigit ng isang oras nang mapansin ng nanay na wala na ang kanyang anak. Nanay, Manong, may nakita po ba kayong bata? Si Q. Ano po ba ang itsura? Nanay, may dalang palda po.